it's time for Living Thunder. And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God. Living Thunder. Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder. This is your host, Ken Goto, for the next 2 hours. We have an awesome lineup of Christian contemporary, Christian rock, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. And I also want to remind you that you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com. Click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand anytime, any day of the week. So right now, we're going to kick this morning off. We're going to give you one by Mercy Me. And it's a song called Sing. Somewhere out there hanging by a thread, all of your strength is gone. Strength to keep holding on. And don't buy those lies that are in your head that say you should just give up. You'll never be enough. Remember you're a child of the King. Sing, sing like you've already won. Be grateful for all he has done. As long as there's air in your lungs, sing. Song by Mercy Me that truly reminds us that we are to sing like we've already won. Because if we are made new in Christ Jesus, We are anointed with the Holy Spirit, and we have victory over sin and death through Christ Jesus. So we have already won because of Christ Jesus. We are His for all eternity. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school falling at 10:45. Commode Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to get back into the music for you. We're going to give you one by Andrew Rip, and it's a song called Love's Got Away.
I let love in my soul, started listening to the choir sing. When I laid down all my pride, was the death that saved my life. And that's how I know the darkest night still in with the sunrise. Cause love's got away, I'm bringing healing to a heartache, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great, but love's got a way. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 love's got a way. Oh, 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 oh. The truth of its nature is always give and never take. It flows with that freedom, surrendering itself away. Carves canyons through the storm, tells the rivers to run home. And that's how I know there's a hand in mine walking this long road. Love's got a way of bringing healing to a heartache, making beauty from the ashes, breaking chains one after another, putting old lies to shame. Love's got a way of looking straight into the eyes of hate, still believing that a world can change. Hold on, my sisters and brothers, the mountain looks too great. Love's got a way. That held regret over my head is gone. These chains are ashes now that once were rusted on. I was a runaway, now I am finally home. My mind was a ghost town, haunted by
yesterday until your hand reached out, pulled me out of my grave into the freedom found only in Jesus' name. I am forgiven, no longer lost. Now I am living in the power of the cross. The Father gave His Son so I could be set free, and now the scales are gone. My eyes can finally see. I'll tell the world of all Jesus has done for me. I am forgiven, no longer lost. Now I am here in the power of the cross. Goodbye to sorrow.
Was won by Casting Crowns, a song called The Power of the Cross. You see, when Christ laid his life upon that cross and he poured out his blood, it was for the forgiveness of all sin, my sin and your sin. And you see, because he done that for each and every one of us, he showed us a love, well, that it's really hard to understand, but it's a love that can change your life, because it's a love that draws you in so that you can come to know your Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. And it's a love, when we allow it to penetrate our heart and our mind and our soul, it changes the way we are, because when we're anointed with the Holy Spirit, that love, you see, changes who we are, because we got the power of the living God living within us, and the love that comes from the Father lives within us. And so we start to look at other people through the eyes of Christ. And you see, when we do that, we want to share his love with the people we meet. And to share his love is to speak truth and life into people. You know, when Christ went out and he taught truth so that people could be healed and made whole, set free from the bondage of sin. And so to love people is to share his word with them, to share truth with them so that they no longer have to walk in this life while being chained and imprisoned by sin. Because when you give that over to Christ Jesus, you see, you're set free from that bondage. You're set into a freedom so that we can live our life for Him, giving Him glory, honoring Him with our lives. But you see, it's about us saying, have your way with me. In other words, use me as your vessel, O God, so that I might do your work, so that you would be glorified with my life. It's surrendering all to Him. It leads us in our next song. It's by Katie Nicole. And it's a song called Have Your Way. It's about surrendering your life to Him. You see, there's nothing greater in this life than believing that Jesus gave His life on the cross, that He poured out His blood for the pardoning of all sin, that He rose from the grave conquering sin and death, and because Christ is now the victor, we can have new life. We can have victory over sin and death through Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, this happens when we place our faith alone in Him and surrender every part of our life to Him. When we do this and ask Him to forgive us of our sin, we see He pardons that sin. But not only does He pardon that sin, but when we place our faith in Him and believe that He gave it all on a cross, that He rose from the grave conquering sin and death, He anoints us with the Holy Spirit. You see, if the Holy Spirit speaks to someone's heart and they open their life to Jesus, that's when things change. Because that's when you're made new and made whole. Because you're surrendering to Him at that moment. And through the Holy Spirit, it changes every part of your being. Romans 3:22 says, we are made right with God by placing our faith in Jesus Christ. And this is true for everyone who believes, no matter who we are. You see, to believe, it's about placing our faith alone in Him because we understand that, well, we need a Savior. We need to know our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. And we know that Jesus, we understand that Jesus is the only way, that our sin can be pardoned. Jesus is the only way that we can come into the kingdom of heaven. Romans 4:25 says, He was handed over to die because of our sins, and He was raised to life to make us right with God. You see, Jesus took my sin and your sin. And 1 Peter tells us He personally carried Him to the cross, where He poured out His blood for that one-time sacrifice so that we could be pardoned. 2 Corinthians 5:18 through 21 says this, And all this is a gift from God, who brought us back to Himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to Him. For God was in Christ, reconciling the world to Himself, no longer counting people's sins against them, and He gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making His appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. When we receive the gift of salvation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we see we have a message to share with the world. Because it was God in flesh who came, who knew no sin, who took the sins of the world upon Him to the cross. He became sin for us so that we could be healed and set free as He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death. And you see, this message is a message of the hope of Christ, that He lives, and because He lives, we also can live now and throughout eternity. Romans 6:5 says this, Since we have been united with Him in death, we will also be raised to life as He was. May this be the song of your life, that you have been raised to life in Christ Jesus, that you have victory over sin and death because of your walk, because of your faith that you have placed in Him alone, that now you proclaim Him Lord and Savior of your life now and forevermore. You see, it's not about just speaking words, but it's about the posture of your heart. It's about wanting to grow closer to Him, being in His Word so that He can feed you, so that you can know more of the heart of God, so that you can draw closer to Him, and so that you can live a life of obedience in service to Him. That's the song of the saints, to bring Him glory, to honor Him with our lives. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Phil Wickham. And it's a song called Song of the Saints. My prayer is that you are singing that song today.
This we believe, that we have a Father, Creator who was, and who is, and will be, who sent us His Son, and poured out His Spirit, with power to heal, resurrect, and redeem. The song of the saints forever will be. the Savior, Jesus the Christ, for our sin crucified. This we believe, our King is returning, and he will wipe every tear from our eyes. Our crown's at his feet, his throne at the center, the song of the saints forever will rise.
In Psalms 84:1 it says, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies." You see, when we are made new, when we are cleansed and made whole in Jesus' name, there is no greater place than to dwell in his presence. Psalms 56:13 says, "For you have rescued me from death. You have kept my feet from slipping. So now I can walk in your presence, O God, in your life-giving light." You see, because we now walk in his presence, we are walking in his life-giving light. What an awesome God that we have, one who will light the path of righteousness that leads to him. Romans 13:14 tells us, clothe yourselves with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let yourself think about ways to indulge your evil desires. So guys, it's about doing this. Let us fix our eyes upon the one who saved us by his grace. And you know, guys, to draw closer to him, sometimes we need to just do, as Psalms 139:23-24 says, and that's to pray this prayer to our Lord and Savior. And this is what it says. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. You see, we do this so we can repent of the sin that he, well, you see, when we ask him to point out anything that offends him, it's so that he can point that sin out through the Holy Spirit, so that we can repent of that sin, so that we can turn from that sin and fix our eyes upon him, so that we can live a life of obedience, a life surrendered to dwell in his presence. Jesus made it possible so that we could have that personal walk with him. Jesus made it possible for us to be with him for all eternity. Will you choose Jesus today? My prayer today is that you will. And I pray that you draw closer to him each day, that you spend time with him and you spend time in his word, that you allow the Holy Spirit to move within you, to teach you his truth as you read his word, so that you can go forth and live that life of obedience to the Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so that we can dwell in his presence. It leads us in our next song. It's by SEU Worship, and it's a song called Dwell.
every battle's yours before it even comes. When the arrows fly, you will stand in front. You will make a way where there isn't one. And though it's hard to see, I still believe it's done. I can't do it, but the great I am can. I can't do it, but the great I am can. Who can move the mountain? Who can split the ocean? I can't do it, but the
little bit of Brandon Lake. A song called The Great I Am. A song that truly reminds us that the great I Am can do it. Will you allow him to work through you, to empower you to go and do his will? It's about placing your faith in him. It's by faith that we are saved through Christ Jesus. It's not of our own, so none of us can boast about it. But it's by the grace of God. It leads us in our next song. It's by Ben Fowler. A song called By Faith.
It don't come without some questions. You don't find it without crying some tears. You're gonna fist fight through a bunch of doubting and shuffle in your feet on through the fear. Keep shuffling your feet on through the fear. 'Cause there ain't no mountain ever move without it. Ain't no wave ever laid down on no sea. Ain't no tombstone ever rolled away. Nobody's left an empty grave without the power in Jesus' name. And a restless heart that kept moving my faith. Just start moving. Trust the Holy Ghost to always take the wheel. You trust the Holy Ghost to always take the wheel. 'Cause there ain't no mountain ever move without it. Ain't no wave ever lay down on no sea. Ain't no tombstone.
Coming out the way they used to. Did I lose my faith? God, do I still trust you? I try to worship, but when I lift my hand, it all just feels so empty. Is it the heavy of the world, or is it just me? Though I've sung a thousand times, you're perfect and you'll never leave my side. Can I be honest? I just wanna know that you still got this. When all I'm holding on to is a promise, and God, you promise that you'll never leave. I've heard stories of you showing up when it was least expected. Every time you prove your timing's always perfect, and the wait was worth it. Again and again and again, see your power coming through. You bring life to what is dead. No, there's nothing you can't do.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder, and we're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. And it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday right now. Michael W. Smith, Your Love is a Flood.
Your love is a flood, and I'm dancing in the rain. You overflow my cup when you call my name. Your love is a flood, and I'm lost in the waste. I'm caught up in the rush, every breath I take. Oh. A flood, and you make me new.
a promise I can trust when you say you do. My arms open wide, I'm giving you control. I wanna know how deep it is, the water goes. Your love is a flood and I'm dancing in the rain. Your love is a flood and I'm dancing in the rain. Heaven and earth colliding, open the clouds, I'm feeling rising. My heart is overtaken, there is a world of me awakened. Dancing in the rain.
Said that I'm okay, 'cause right now I'm lost and lost count of the broken prayers I've prayed. And it's true that some days it'd be easier to doubt, but your word has never let me down. So I believe you when you say the future, 'cause I know your plans are good for me. And it's true that some days it'd be easier to doubt, but your word has never let me down. So I
when you tell me that my story isn't over
just yet.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, we're going to get back into the music for you. I'm going to give you one by 10th Avenue North, and it's a song called All Shall Be Well.
I know the hurt is heavy. I know the road is long, and all the pain you feel is hard to take. Carry your heart like a stone, but we can carry each other. Wash the midnight past. Oh, we will see. Coming at last, and we will sing. All shall be, all shall be, all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. For the cross is spoken.
We got dust on our Bibles, brand new iPhones. No wonder why we feel this way. Hey, how you been? It's been a while, and I'm just checking in. I miss the way things used to be back in 2017, and I just miss my friend. Hey, I've been fine. I've been struggling to find some peace of mind. It's the problem of a nation, and in our generation, we're too busy. We can't find the time. Are we busy, or is it all a lie? We got
You know, sometimes as we live life, we think to ourselves, why don't I feel that closeness to God? Well, part of it is being in His Word. Josiah Queen sings a song called Dusty Bibles, and you know, it really brings to life how we need to be in His Word each day so that we can draw close to Him, so that we can have that personal walk with Him. You know, sometimes in the trial of life, we can become brokenhearted, and our spirits sometimes can feel crushed. But Psalms 34:17 reminds us, it says, "The Lord hears His people when they call to Him for help. He rescues them from their troubles." So we need to remember what Psalms 34:18 says. It says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." You see, He tells us that, the righteous person will face many trials and troubles. And that's why we need to do is, James 4:8 tells us. It says, "Come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world." You see, first of all, James tells us that, we have to make the move toward God. We have to move to Him. And second, we cannot have our loyalty divided between God and this world. You see, our devotion has to be to the one true God, to live a life of obedience. He says he will be near to the brokenhearted, to those whose spirits are crushed. So will you cry out to Him for help? Will you seek His face? Will you humble yourself before Him and ask him to forgive you. You know, we all sin against him each and every day, and that's why we have to have that repentant heart. 2 Chronicles 7:14 tells us, it says, "Then if my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and restore their land." You see, he says, if my people will do this, he will forgive and restore their land. You know, when we look at what surrounds us and what's going on in our country, in our land, well, he calls us out in 2 Chronicles 7:14 that says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, says, turn from their wicked ways, says, I will heal their land. So don't wait on somebody else who is a follower of Christ to do that. You start doing it and then share what you're doing so that all can truly will humble themselves before our Lord and Savior and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways. He says, when we do that, he will heal our land. You know, he is near. What you do is 46:10 says, in Psalms it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. So ask him to forgive you of your sin. Humble yourself before him and seek his face and turn from your wicked ways. Be still and draw close to him and experience forgiveness, grace, experience his holiness as you step into his presence. It's all about being close to our Lord and Savior. Only you can make that happen. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Matthew West. And it's a song called Be Close. You see, when we draw close to him, he will draw close to us.
I can't unsee what I've just seen. I can't make sense of one more senseless tragedy. Another light put out by dark. This wicked world just makes me wonder where you are. Jesus, be close to the brokenhearted. Save those crushed in spirit. We know that you've always been our only hope. Be near when our minds are flooded with fear. Be the hand that's wiping our tears and the voice that whispers weary soul. Be still and know I'll always be close. Where there is hate, let there be peace. When I don't see a change, let change begin with me. And where there is evil, be not dismayed. Give me the strength to stare that evil in the face and say, Jesus, be close to the brokenhearted. Save those who are crushed in spirit. We know that you've always been our only hope. Be near when our minds are flooded with fear. Be the hand that's wiping our tears and the voice that whispers weary soul. Be still and know in our grieving, be close. In our crying, be close. We need you, Lord, we need you. In our families, be close. In our country, be close. In this lost world, be close.
close.
You see, when Christ Jesus came in the flesh, he came to save. He came to save both the Jew and the Gentile so that we could be close to him. And sometimes to step into his holiness, we must, well, look at our heart. And I want to read something from Romans 2, 28-29. It speaks of the Jew. It says, first, you are not a true Jew just because you were born of Jewish parents or because you have gone through the ceremony of circumcision. No, a true Jew is one whose heart is right with God. And true circumcision is not merely obeying the letter of the law. Rather, it is a change of the heart produced by the Holy Spirit. A person with a changed heart seeks praise from God, not from people. So you see, Jesus made that possible so that we could turn from our wicked ways, call upon him and repent of our sins so that we could be cleansed and made whole. It's about a change of the heart. A person with a changed heart seeks praise from God, not people. So you see, we want to serve him then as our Lord and Savior. If we are born in the Spirit of God, we are allowing the Holy Spirit to change our hearts so that we can live a life of obedience. To live that life of obedience to the one who saved us. And it's not done through the ceremony of circumcision, but true circumcision of the heart. You see, when the heart is changed by the Spirit, it's then that we are made new. Hebrews 4:14-16 tells us, so then, since we have a great high priest who has entered heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to what we believe. This high priest of ours understands our weakness, for he faced all of the same testing we do, yet he did not sin. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. You see, having that walk with Jesus isn't about just saying the words to ask Jesus to be Lord and Savior of your life. It's about a change of your heart so that you can worship him in spirit and in truth. His word tells us that the Father is looking for anyone who will worship that way. You see, it's about the posture of our heart and to step into his holiness, to worship him. It's truly about repenting of our sin and stepping into his holiness so that we can dwell in his presence. It's all about what our Lord and Savior done for us. You see, salvation cannot be earned. It is a free gift from God. So none of us can boast about it. We are saved by God's grace through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So if you allow his love to draw you in. It's the Holy Spirit, well, that's working upon your heart at that time so that you can understand more of his love that draws you in so that you want more of that love. And when you understand more of that love that Jesus paid the price for your sin and my sin, that he laid his life upon the cross, freely doing that so that we could be healed. He was whipped beyond measure, beyond recognition, his word tells us in Isaiah. And he did this so that we could be healed. Then he rose from the grave, conquering sin and death. That kind of love, it can only come from the Father, because he is the only one that has that kind of love, that he would come to save his prized possession. He gave it all. Will you surrender it all to him so that you can have and receive that new life in Christ Jesus? You see, our walk starts as the Holy Spirit produces a changed heart, a heart to put Jesus first in all things, to live a life surrendered to the one who saved us by his grace. And it's a love that produces a walk of obedience, to serve him then as Lord and Savior of our life, to go and proclaim him Lord and Savior of our life, now and forevermore. My prayer is that you are walking in Christ today, that you have placed your faith alone in him, and you have surrendered all to him. And now you live a life of obedience so that he receives all glory and honor by the way you live your life. It leads us into our next song. It's by Benjamin William Hastings. And it's a song called At the Heart of It.
When my whole world revolved around you like a planet, and I would trust you with my life like you had planned it, and when I'd worship, I'd unearth it. I swear I could stay there for hours when losing myself was the art. Now I'm just trying to get back to the heart of it, leave behind the madness and the additives, and find that kid who sang about the stars and danced on the dark like faith wasn't hard. I'm just trying to get back to the start again, that feeling that I had, you know, the innocence, and cut out all the unimportant parts and hide in your arms and know who you are. I'm just trying to get back to your heart. When writing songs was just my way to show affection, and they were only ever made for your attention. 'Cause when I'd worship, I would word it like there's one in the audience charts. When losing myself was the art, but now I'm just trying to get back to the heart. Leave behind the madness that entangles it, and keep on trying to sing about the stars and dance on the dark like faith isn't hard. Look, I'm just trying to get back to the start again, that feeling that I had, you know, when the faith began, and how to light a fire without a spark, find joy in the dark, forgive when it's hard. All the additives, the nonsense, you're all I've ever wanted, and I'll go all in just to rid me of the parts that aren't of you, and forgive where I departed, you're all. Trying to get some warmth back in my daily bread, and sing with the infinity of stars inside of your arms that know whose they are. I'm just trying to get back to the start again, but since I can't go back, I might as well advance and run into those everlasting arms. You didn't bring me this far to leave me in the dark, so I'll find you on the other side of heart. Though life left its mark through wrinkles and scars. I'm just trying to get back to your heart.
Testimony, adding brick and mortar to my faith. So when the wind and rain come raging, pouring, beating up on me, I got something that won't break. This house got good bones, a foundation it's built upon. It's standing on the rock, it's trusting.
Think I should get a different job. When I add it up, they're not completely wrong. Following your heart comes with a heavy cost, but I can't stop. 'Cause I've been working so hard, keeping my head down. Keep my hopes up, my knees on the ground. But when I stop and look around at where I am right now, these are those good days. This is my hall of fame. Won't let my believing get lost in my feelings. 'Cause these are those prayers I pray with feet up and worn down faith. This is my comeback face. These are those good old days.
Sometimes waiting patiently is all it takes. Turns out God has better timing anyway with the plans he made. Might feel like a grind, keeping my head down with my hopes real high and my knees on the ground. When I stop and look around to where I am right now, these are those good old days. This is my been worn down faith. This is my comeback face. These are those.
These are those
good old days.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday. Right now we got one by The Belonging Company, and it's a song called I Know That I Know.
If you know we serve a faithful God, I need you to clap your hands tonight. Lift up a shout of praise to Jesus.
Change my mind, and you never break a promise. You're constant in all.
I know that I know that he is faithful all the time. A song that truly reminds us of that. And that his ways are better than our ways. Leads us into our next song by Forrest Frank. And it's a song called Your Way Is Better.
I remember all my chains. I remember could not do. He did what I could not do. Where there was no way, he made a way. He did what I could not do. He did what I could not do. Where there was no way, he made a way. He did what I could not do. He did what I could not do. Where there was no way,
was won by Chris Tomlin, a song called Jesus Saves. You know, when there was no other way, God came in the flesh through Christ Jesus so that we could be saved. You see, his one and only son became the one-time sacrifice as he poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sin so that we could be saved, so that we could have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven, so that we could be healed and made whole in Jesus' name. So the question I have for you today is, do you just go to church to cross it off the list like it's, well, like it's the right thing to do? Or is every breath you breathe for the one who saved you and set you free from the bondage of sin? Does the posture of your heart desire to be closer to your Lord and Savior? Do you love him as, well, as Luke 10:27 says, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. You see, when we love him with all our heart, all of our soul, and all of our strength and mind, we see it means we are living a life surrendered to him. When we do this, we will, well, start to look more like Jesus and love more like Jesus to those who surround us. Because you see, to love someone is to, well, to come alongside that person and share the truth of his word in a loving way so that, well, they can see the love of Christ and be healed and set free from the bondage of sin. That bondage that, well, that holds them in the grave. We understand what Psalm 71:7-8 says, my life is an example to many because you have been my strength and protection. That is why I can never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long. You see, to love him with all our heart is to submit our lives to him, to his word, to the Holy Spirit, so we can live a life for his glory, so that we can praise him, so that we can worship him alone and declare his glory all day long. You see, every part of our life as we live it out, you know, should be for his glory. And you see, it's not enough just to know his word, but you see, we have to live it out. And you see, sometimes as we share the message and hope with people that surround us, sometimes it's not always by our words that we say that people can, well, be drawn to his love. Sometimes it's our actions. And sometimes, you know, we just need to heed to the Holy Spirit's calling in every part of our life and put him first so that he is honored with our life, so that we are doing his will, sharing his message and hope as he calls us to do that. You see, we are the vessel, And people only come to our Lord and Savior through the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that does all the work. And that's why it's so important for us to just say yes and go as the Spirit calls us to go and do His will. It's about loving Him with all our heart so that He receives the glory and honor with our lives. It leads us into our next song. And it's a song called All My Heart. And it's by Above the Golden State. So only you can answer that question today. Do you love Him with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength? Do you put Him first in your life? So are you redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Psalms 107:2 speaks of His instructions about sharing your faith. It says, has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies. You see, we speak out because Romans 6:14 tells us sin is no longer your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. You see, we speak out because we have been redeemed, set free from the bondage of sin by God's grace. And we are instructed to go and share that with the people that we meet. Share how Jesus has changed your life and how he can change their lives. Share with them the wonderful things he has done in your life. Because you see, the richness in this life isn't possessions of what we own. It's about having that walk, that personal walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, there's a void within our heart. As Ecclesiastes tells us, we are born with a void in our heart. And that void's there until we come to know our Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer. Because when we come to know him, he anoints us with the Holy Spirit. And that void in our life is filled. You see, so many people go around trying to buy things to fill that void in their life, only finding that, well, it leads to destruction and decay and, well, agony and pain. But you see, when you open your life to Jesus Christ and he anoints you with the Holy Spirit, well, that void in your life is filled because that void was placed upon you at birth because he wanted to know you. And when you call upon his name and you are saved, that void is filled with the Holy Spirit. And from that time on, you are his child. You find purpose of life because purpose of life is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to share his message and hope with the world. If you're redeemed, then we need to say so. Share it with the people that you surround, that surround you, and live life for his glory. It leads us into our last song for the day. It's by Josh Baldwin, and it's a song called Let the Redeemed.
Thank you.
If you have been redeemed, then go and share what Jesus has done for you. Go and live life loving God. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell, and I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.